Okay. Actually, I think I was going to also do the Indian status as well, so I'll be quick and concise. So MMIWG report, currently drafting a response with further details on the CEDAW July 2024 request that we are planning and hoping for December. In terms of the $2.2 billion that you mentioned, I mentioned earlier that we have annual reporting on June 3rd that's published on our website that is being co-developed now going forward with partners. And partners are also putting up their own progress reports, and we're trying to get it all connected in one nice, concise spot. And we're doing that with help from the National Family Survivors Circle. In terms of your questions around the second generation cutoff Indian status, in November 2023, Indigenous Services launched a collaborative process on the second generation cutoff, and literally a year later, formed an Indigenous advisory process to ensure Indigenous perspectives are considered in the design and delivery of this process. It includes representatives from 17 national, regional women's Indigenous organizations. The department has also been doing a number of information sessions to further support and ensure that Indigenous First Nations peoples in particular who are being impacted by this sort of current status and how things are being developing are engaged regularly. So hopefully that answers your questions. Thank you.